Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We head to the hotline, and he covers the Lakers for Southern California News Group. You can get him on Twitter at Kyle Goon. Kyle Goon joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle, I was just going through Magic Johnson's Twitter feed yesterday. I'm really happy to have it back. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, man, he's free. He's free to tweet from here on out. So, just a happy little byproduct. Glad he's enjoying that. You know, take full advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, scale of 1 to 10. How crazy was that this past week when he calls that impromptu press conference to announce not something that he hadn't announced to his boss yet? Apparently, that he's stepping down from the Lakers. What was that like?
I mean, I'm trying to think of something in my career that I've never covered anything that surprising, and I suspect it's going to be hard to top. I mean, just because, you know, it wasn't as if Magic had prepared remarks or they said, oh, Magic's going to talk. He just decided himself that he was going to talk right after Luke Walton, and it was such a shift because we were sort of anticipating, hey, this might be Luke's last night. And, you know, he was scheduled to speak before the game and said some comments and sort of even made a joke about, well, I don't feel anxiety about my job now, but call me later. And so all the reporters were thinking about that and sort of focused on that aspect of what was going on that night. And Magic kind of made us all do a 180 and shocked us 20 seconds in by saying he's going to step down today. And then from there, it was just a wild ride, about an hour and a half of him talking about various things that he didn't like and, you know, how he wanted to be the old Magic and how he wanted to tweet and all kinds of stuff. So it was a sudden shock followed by a marathon, if you can imagine that.
Yeah, I guess here's the part I have the toughest time processing, Kyle, is that this is a guy who has been incredibly successful in the business world. Like, very few athletes, I don't know how many athletes you can count, maybe on one hand, who have done more with their wealth and been more successful than Magic Johnson has. And yet, here's this job that he takes with the team that he played for in the sport that he made all this money in, almost like he didn't know what he was getting into when he took this job. How do you process Magic, the supreme successful business person, with this seemingly totally naive version of Magic that took this job?
Well, I mean, I think you have to look at, first of all, I mean, what Magic does well and what he did well. And the thing that the Lakers, you know, I mean, depending on what your view is on LeBron James coming to L.A., whether he was going to or not, and I think sort of the consensus is that he was going to come to L.A., but it's still a powerful thing for LeBron James to be sitting in his living room with Magic, a guy who he idolizes, a guy who he's modeled a huge part of his game after. Magic said, hey, come to L.A. And I think that Magic thought that his job was going to be a lot of that, a lot of star chasing, a lot of, you know, using his charisma to kind of close deals and possibly make trades and this and that. And the thing is, the NBA is not like business in that if you have a business deal and it goes bad or if it's not going well for you, you can walk away and you can sort of like, well, you know what, I'll take my business elsewhere, I'll do it. In the NBA, there's always going to be those 29 teams. There's always going to be those 29 front offices that you have to deal with. And if you don't maintain those relationships and if you shut certain people off or if you try to strong arm certain people, they're always going to be there the next year when you're trying to make deals again. And I don't think that the Magic and you know, by extension, Rob Pelinka front office made a lot of friends in the NBA. I think it was hard. I mean, I think that nothing sort of underscores it like the deals with the Pelicans that became public and ended up hurting the Lakers' overall chemistry because people were leaking on both sides. So I think it was just sort of a lesson for him in the NBA is not like business because it's that closed loop. You're always going to have to deal with the same 29 teams.
That's a really, really good point. Kyle Goon, Southern California News Group, covers the Lakers, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle, along those lines, there were reports last week, kind of doing a deep dive on ESPN.com, they did on LeBron James's first year there, and it talked about Paul George, who everybody thought was going to be coming back to L.A. to play for the Lakers, kind of looking at that situation and then deciding to stay in OKC. What do you think the chances are of the Lakers attracting a second star to play with LeBron this offseason? And if so, who do you think it'll be?
I mean, I think it's going to be a challenge to get the best of the best. Just simply because it's sort of, there's some obvious conflicts with some of the personalities. I mean, you know, Kevin Durant already said on the record that, you know, LeBron carries a toxic environment, and whether or not you believe that's true, you know, it certainly indicates that KD isn't exactly eager to play with LeBron. I think maybe there are people out there who wonder what KD wants, but, you know, it seems like the call for him to New York seems pretty strong, and they've obviously created a landing pad there with Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's already asked for a trade once to get out of LeBron's shadow, mm-hmm. and even though, you know, that he seems to have sort of made nice with LeBron, the impression that I get is Kyrie doesn't want to play with LeBron again as much as he wants to be a version of LeBron and sort of seek his own stardom. And then, you know, Kawhi, he's kind of mysterious, but there hasn't been much links between him and LeBron. So I think you're probably, if you're the Lakers, depending on what your leadership is and your projection of stability is, I think you're sort of looking at more of the Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, you know, maybe DeMarcus Cousins, if you value him, sort of that tier of free agent, more so than those top three that we're all looking and wondering where they're going to go.
Kyle, last one. We've got about a minute. Luke Walton, as you mentioned, fired there. Got hired immediately, it seems like, by Sacramento. Vlade Divac obviously running things there helps. How do you think Luke Walton will do in Sacramento?
I mean, I think it's sort of a situation that will work for him in that it was kind of the situation he was hired to bring to the Lakers. I mean, it's a lot of young guys. Hopefully blue-collar class guys who aren't afraid to work a little bit. I think everything just changed so much about the context around Luke when first Magic and Rob arrived and then LeBron arrived, and the job that he took was not the job he was trying to do, and then there was just so much general chaos this year. I think it was hard for him to succeed. You know, the critics might say that he didn't exactly help himself in trying to succeed. But it was a tough situation. And I think when you look at what they have with De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, I really like Bogdan Bogdanovic and think he's a promising young player. Marvin Bagley, you know, I think there's an opportunity because they have talent, but they also have somewhat impressionable youngsters who maybe Luke can kind of build his culture around and maybe kind of learn a little bit from his mistakes and what didn't go right in LA. And, you know, he and Vlade, I've heard that Vlade thinks very highly of him from the time that they were teammates back with the Lakers. So it seems like he'll have a little bit more support organizationally than he had in L.A.
Kyle Goon, Southern California News Group, talking Lakers, talking a little NBA as well. Kyle, appreciate the time. Go enjoy your Sunday, man.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.